is Davin's Den. Is Davin's Den.
All right, we listen to Davin's Den. Thank you guys for hanging out with us. Those were some rocking tunes on the break. Two rock bands.
Yeah, when we came back to sounded really good.
Yeah, some good stuff there.
Rock.
That's why you gotta hang out on the breaks. Always got new music for you. So, yeah, rock. Whatever. All right, let's, whatever. The best DJ ever. Rock or whatever. We'll be changing format soon enough. Don't worry. Rock or light FM, whatever. Just keep listening.
Yeah.
That's pretty much radio today, isn't it? All right, let's
yes.
Let's do some scamming, scammers. Now we're dealing with Carolyn Fuchs, who reached out to me on Instagram on July 28th. She claims to be a forex trader, foreign exchange trader, currencies, foreign currencies, and likes cryptocurrencies, all that good stuff. And things have kind of looked a little romantic from time to time. Now, last week the big reveal was, I went onto the website where she claims to work, gofxinvest.com, and it turns out, shockingly, a complete scam, complete fraud, complete crime.
What?
Now, last week, Joe and Pip kind of expect me to sink my fangs into Carolyn right away, kind of play with her like a cat and mouse, but Fake Davin did not do that. A couple of subtle jabs, but did not go interrogating the scammer. Is that correct?
Yeah. No.
So, but now, I did tell her that I knew black magic. I did tell her that.
Yes.
I'm... So
that was a nice little slide that in there.
Yeah. Well, you know, Fake Davin always has tricks up his sleeves. So let us continue on September 11th of 2019. Now, the last thing I'd said to her was, black magic, how do you think I got you to message me initially? Have you had a nice day, my Insta Terminator? Remember, I was calling her a Terminator. I was being funny with her. Luring her in.
Cute.
She goes, can't complain, actually. I go, well, I'm sure you've been very busy. She goes, yeah, kind of. So I ask her what she's been doing. She goes, you know how weekdays turn out for me. Working, of course. Work, work, work. Scam, scam, scam. These marks aren't going to give me the money on their own. I got to do the hard work. Put in the overtime. Turn on the charm. What?
Digging.
Oh.
I have a little tiny shovel.
I got a little tiny violin. Anyway. she goes, you know how weeks turn out for me? Work, of course. I go, yep, you don't really have much fun. When the hustle is the game, there really is little downtime. Weekends, too. It would appear from the outside that your work is your life. She goes, it seems to you I don't have fun, actually. But I do. Just that I have a set target I want to achieve and ain't messing around about it. Some bold steps I took in joining this platform is the same bold step I've taken to greatness. I mean...
Really?
I mean, listen, I mean... You know, she was legit. Oh, wow. Wow, working girl. I like that. But she's a scammer. So that...
She's talking the talk like she's somebody who is motivated and, you know, is looking to, you know, achieve her goals. But her goal is to scam people.
And she's motivated. Yeah. She's motivated. I go a certain amount of new investors that you bring in. I'm in the presence of greatness. Very exciting. Do I bow? Kiss the ring? What is the protocol, dear? By the way, not really great. Above average. Above average. Not great.
Yeah.
Not great. Yeah. She goes, not the investors, actually. I'm in the course to make this brand global. One cause the services we offer. It's difficult to find them anywhere else. You don't need to bow. You just need to follow the convoy. Whoa. Follow the convoy.
Yeah, just don't ask any... Yeah, just invest your money and don't ask any questions.
Yeah, okay. I go, have I given you the impression that I am a follower? Is there a long convoy following you? She goes, you always want to be sarcastic. I go, they were questions. Nothing sarcastic. Some are followers, some are leaders. Some are loners. What do you think I am? and it is possible a lot of people are following you. Are you in one of your moods? And sarcasm is a form of intelligence, Boo. If I was unintelligent, you wouldn't spend your time talking to me. Hashtag facts. Not taking her shit. Not going to take her shit.
Yeah, it's like, why is she coming flapping back at you about being sarcastic? Does she not know you?
Does she? I'll fucking sink my fangs in. I'll end this whole fucking operation. I don't give a shit.
Sink the fangs! Sink the fangs!
I got to get this to October to make you kids winners.
Oh, yeah.
She goes, it depends on what you want for yourself. Either you be A, B, or C. I go, what do you think I am? She goes, it all depends on the role you want to play in my life.
No.
I go, I won't walk behind you, but when it is your time to shine, I will step aside and bask in your glow. When you need someone to lead, I will take your hand and be your North Star on the darkest of nights. That is what the few who have been special in my life get from me. And what do you want to be in my life?
Wait a minute, which one of you said that?
I said that to her.
That was very poetic.
And most certainly... Fuck.
She wanted to be friends, right?
She's friends, but more. She's kind of back and forth.
Yeah, but like I said, well, it depends what you want to be in my life. A friend, and we had this conversation the past couple of weeks. If a girl wants to be a friend of yours, they're very, very frank with them being a friend, and they're not going to lead you on anything past that. So I find it very, very odd that she's saying that.
But you know what? I'm just thinking about this now, Joe, and it is easier to be on the fence and waffle like that if you're at a distance, like you are in a cyber relationship rather than face-to-face, you know, because the physical proximity makes it harder to, you know, come and go, you know, run... I mean, people do sometimes run hot and cold because they're not quite sure, or they have the fear of rejection or fear of commitment and stuff. So, I mean, it's not unknown for somebody to, like, one time be like, oh, okay, sweetie, honey, and another time being like, okay, well, we're just talking about business. And she has the luxury of being, well, we're assuming a woman, and being at a great distance, so she doesn't have to commit. One way or the other.
So she says
she's looking for a relationship, because we've seen that on the skin. But if she's looking for, you know, she wants a relationship, you know, yeah. It's, I don't know. It's a little deceiving. Wow, women being deceiving. Oh, that's weird.
Or being indecisive. But the other thing is that, you know, as a scammer, perhaps her tactic is different from ones that we've seen from the other romance scams, where they jump right in and they're like, I love you right away. But
this one
is enticing him with the lure of a possible relationship, but also she still wants the dough, and she's going with the Forex angle.
Yeah, she's definitely working out of a different playbook. I would say, with the exception of maybe one or two small snitzel things, it's different than any other thing we've had.
Yeah.
So she sends me a bunch of hearts. She goes, so sweet. She goes, I would like to be your blessing in disguise.
What does that mean?
I don't know. I go in disguise.
It means that if he sticks with him with the Forex, he could stand to make some money.
Oh.
And it's like a blessing in disguise. Even though this is going on, it's being with her could be a blessing making money. It's a blessing in disguise.
Okay.
Okay.
I go, in disguise. I go, what is this? What is the disguise? She goes, till then. I go, what do you mean? Till when? That was September 11th.
The disguise is she's pretending to be a chick.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking.
Well, there you go.
So I don't hear from her for days. So I don't hear from her for days. So September 14th, I message her. I go, you ghosted me, but I am a Ghostbuster. Now remember, this is still when I'm talking to Lacey, and I was a Ghostbuster. So.
Right.
Oh, that's funny. Oh, yeah, no, that's a good play on words. She doesn't get it, but we do.
Yes.
Yeah.
September 18th, I write. Again, from the 11th, I haven't heard from her. On the 18th, I write, hello? She goes, hello, dear. I go, dear, that is sweet. How have you been? She goes, I'm good. And you, dear? I go, I am good. Been busy. Was on the road over the weekend. What have you been doing, my friend? So she's been gone for a week. I need to pull this back a little bit.
Who wrote my friend?
I did.
Okay.
She goes, I've been busy with work. I went for a long walk. I go, where'd you walk to?
For a week.
Yes.
she walked to Scotland.
Yeah. I go, what did you mean by blessing in disguise until then? You never answer my questions about what you meant. I'm getting fucking frustrated now. You know, fake Davin is. She goes, never mind me, dear. How about I make up time and we could talk a lot when we are both free? This is weird.
Hmm.
September.
Yeah, it is. Like, all of a sudden gone cold and, like, gone away for a while after just, like, you know, being very friendly, and then all of a sudden, nada.
September 9th.
If she's got 10 marks, and then one of them is, she's got one on the hook that she's reeling in, you really don't have time to deal with him. You know, like I said, out of 10 prospects, you may get 2 to 3 sales. That's the law of averages in sales. So if she's the 10 guys, and one of the other guys looks like she could reel him in, you got to take a break for a bit.
You think I'm going to put up with that shit? Think I'm going to tolerate
that? Depends where, how far you want to go. If you want to bring this into October,
fake Davin is all of a sudden going to become very needy.
September.
Don't forget. Last week I was saying when you got all those facts about that company, I'm like, well, are you going to lay into it? She goes, I don't know. I might let her roll. He goes, he said, don't forget. You guys want to try to get this into October. So right now, it's kind of a judgment call on you what you want to do.
September 19th. I go, if you would like to talk more, we can. Is everything okay with you? You seem different. Hello. And then later on, I go, hello, baby. She goes, hi, dear. I go, how are you this evening? September 20th. She goes, sorry I haven't been free. I've not really been okay. Work has had me worked up. I go, so I guess my feeling was right. What's going on that is troubling you? She goes, well, a lot's been going on. Aside work, I've been having this inner discomfort. Inner discomfort. Uh-oh. I go, what type of discomfort? And then she goes for it. Then she like disappears. I go, hey, Miss Carolyn, tell me what's going on with one of my five favorite Forex traders. Then later on, I go, I was trying to be a friend to you and see what is troubling you, but instead you are adding more guys to your collection. Glad you are feeling better. So she's not talking to me, and she's adding guys on Instagram. I don't like this at all.
No, I wouldn't either.
I am not pleased. September 21st, she writes, it's not what you think. I have told you time without number that all those are just clients who chat me up, and mostly I follow back. And besides, we talk business only. I do reject so many, but it keeps coming. Don't worry, dear. And she gives me a couple hearts. All right, so she's not ready to let me go yet. I go.
Yeah, for somebody who wants to be a friend.
Yeah, but if she just wants to be friends, what's it matter if I'm getting jealous? And she's already admitted.
Right.
She's already admitted that she gets jealous. She's admitted that.
Yeah, she has. So it's like if she doesn't want to make you jealous, she should be talking to you more and not like ghosting you so much, because that would make a jealous person get more crazy.
So I write, I don't know what to think. How can all your clients be men? I get hit up by companies just like yours quite regularly who want me to invest, and all the traders they send me are attractive women. You're the only one I've ever given the time of day to. But I wonder why all the traders are attractive women and why all your clients are men. And I was never even remotely jealous until you expressed jealousy. Then I thought maybe you liked me or something. So maybe it made me look at you differently. So I caught some feelings for you. That's what she said. She caught feelings for me. So I'm throwing that back at her. And it seemed like maybe we were heading somewhere. But then you got weird and you won't even video chat with me. So sometimes I think to myself, am I a friend to Carolyn? And Joe thinks I am. Am I a friend to Carolyn? Am I potentially a love interest to Carolyn? Or is this something a bit more nefarious? And is this young woman trying to pull the wool over my eyes? And still you've not told me what is troubling you. Whatever I am to you, I don't want you troubled or in pain or anything bad. I want good things for you.
Yeah, okay. So, I mean, you're landing on the line.
Yeah.
Yeah. Three questions. three questions you're looking for answers on.
She goes, I'm so touched by all you sent. I really feel bad for treating you less when all you wanted was the best for me. You're really a great friend. You're damn straight I am, and I'm trying to waste your time, you whore.
Oh, that's so nice. I think you said something very similar to me recently.
Yeah, I have. But truth be told, I did like talking to this one.
Yeah.
So this is the point where they haven't thoroughly irritated me yet. Because I get to a point, I go, enough, I can't anymore. And we are not at that point with this one. I go, thank you. How has your weekend been? I'm in the middle of the grind. My company produced a sold-out show last night, been at a friend's kids event all day, have a very late show tonight, and an early afternoon show tomorrow for very old military vets at the home for them. All I really want to do is sit in my underwear and watch TV. LOL. Got to push, though. So again, I ask, what has been troubling you, boo? That was September 21st. September 24th. I miss a call from Carolyn. She tried to call me. I didn't get to it in time.
Oh, my God. Wow.
Then I go, alrighty then. That was out of nowhere. So what do you want? She goes, I want you. I've tried to put up defenses, but you just keep breaking them. Oh.
I want you.
Of course she did, Joe. She could
have. I want you to want me. Wow.
So I go. So I go, well then, let's see where this goes. I ask nothing of you. I support you. I respect you. I like you. Yeah, I get a bit jealous, but so do you, LOL. Are we talking about making this more than a friendship? And I thought I was getting dumped. We will work on your delivery. That is more my line of work. So what do you think she writes?
I think she's writing something a little more than just friendly.
What say you, Joe?
I would think so. Yeah, I would think so.
She goes, yeah, more than a friendship. That's right.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah.
Almost,
all right, fake Davin.
Almost 2 months in. You know, you can put up the wall for so long, but eventually you want fake D's fake day. I get it. I go, okay, never had a long-distance relationship, but I'm willing to give this a shot. Does that mean I can't have any road hoes, LOL?
Yeah. Yeah, I think so.
She goes, no road hoes. Road hoes with an angry face. I go, yes, dear. Will I actually get to video chat with you? I'm still pushing for this video. Oh, look at Pip with her little gardening prop things.
With my little hoe.
Yes. You're a big hoe. A big hoe has a little hoe. Anyway, will I actually get to video chat with you? She goes, yeah, dear, sure. I will also give you a call. We'll get to text on WhatsApp. I go, why do you prefer WhatsApp? They always try to get me to go on a different platform.
Yeah, but why WhatsApp? Where's the value in that particular
I think that's just another one
platform.
that doesn't kick scammers off. Like they always try to get me off, because eventually they all get kicked off of these platforms, so.
I say.
She goes, LOL, just wanted to get notifications from you everywhere. Instagram, you get notifications everywhere, so this is a bunch of bullshit. I go, LOL, okay, after we have our first video, I will download WhatsApp. Can I ask you something? I say. She goes, yeah, sure. I go, how do you pronounce your last name? And how's your day been? Because it's spelled F-U-C-H-S. That's how it's spelled. So I ask.
Yeah.
So. What the fuck's going on? She goes, fine, dear. Was a bit stressful, though. I go, what happened that was stressful? She goes, I was looking for where I dropped my purse, and I was so fucked up. I'm not used to women talking that way.
Oh.
Well, especially that, I don't know, that's like she's trying to present the business aspect. But she let down her guard that she wants to have a romantic relationship.
And she is a girl.
Yeah.
She is allegedly in her 20s. So it's like, I just haven't spoken to enough people that age. But the looking for the purse, that's a nice touch. I don't know. Maybe she was. This could be a little bit of honesty here. Who knows?
Yeah, maybe that was just like, well, you know what? It's like, you know, when you're telling a story, it's all in the details that makes it more believable and more relatable.
She goes, and I was so fucked up. I go, did you find it? Fucked up because you were afraid you wouldn't find it? You found it, right? She goes, yeah, dear. Later, I found it. I was so happy. Found it in the car. Why don't you fucking look in the car, stupid? In the car? What a sneaky place for it to hide. Glad you found it, Boo. So is your last name pronounced Fuchs or Fucks?
Like it would be. That's handy last name to have in business.
Listen, I don't know. I mean, you know, they take all these hot looking people. You know, it could be Carolyn Fucks. I don't know. She goes, "Fuck you, Davin," and smiles. You're such a clown.
She thinks you're being a jerk.
How does she spell it?
F-U-C-K, not F-U-C-H-S. Fuck.
Okay.
I go. Okay, so it's Fucks.
Fuck you, Davin.
Someone asked me. I go, and you like being me. You like me being a clown. She goes, who asked you? If you lie, I'll cut your tongue. I go, OMG, violent again. And then she disappears. So I go, did I bore you? All right. I guess we'll do a little bit more, right?
Yeah, we have a little bit more.
Do a little bit more. Because it's a long day, but we're not going to get through the whole day. But it's a long
one. That's okay.
September 25th. I go, since we were dating, now the last thing we say to each other shouldn't be threats of violence. Or I could say, I'm going to punch you in the tit. I prefer sweet dreams or something like that, but we can do it your way.
You missed your calling writing Hallmark cards.
I know. Well, actually, I wish you wouldn't talk about it on the air ever since I told you that was Mr. Helix's goodnight sweetnesses to me. I wish you wouldn't tell everybody.
No.
Hey, you know what? I'm going to punch you in the tit. Yeah, good night to you, too.
Everything's source material. What do you want me to tell you? She goes, like that. I go, we can do it your way. Since presumably you will see this in the morning, I'd like to wish you a wonderful day, and you should know someone in America is thinking of you. Aw.
That's sweet.
It is. And she writes, baby, my love, and three hearts. I go, this is so much nicer than I'll cut your tongue, LOL. How are you this morning? I should hope so. I go, I feel like being with you will be exciting. Maybe a bit scary, too. She goes, I'm good, baby. Yeah, I also feel the same. I go, I am glad. So I think we're a couple now, kids. I think we're a couple.
I think you are.
So, Joe said it would never happen, but here it is. Here it is.
Caroline.
Yeah, it just seems very weird where maybe, like, it's a new, like, a business scam, but maybe she's going back to her traditional, scamming plan, you know, where it was planning on being romantic, but at a slower pace than it usually is.
Well, no, the initial was the Forex. The initial was the Forex, but I didn't bite on that right away. So,
yeah, it just seems very odd to me that in a everything with this is odd, but it just seems very odd where somebody, a girl, wants to be just friends. Rarely does it ever get romantic when they're that adamant about being friends.
Well, the girls who meet fake Davin can't just stay friends.
I see.
She goes. Have any of these bitches stayed in the friend zone? No.
No.
She goes, it's an experience I'm willing to undertake, Boo. I go, I'm glad. Weird how life works. She goes, and please, start texting with with a lot of emojis. I go, I will find an eggplant post-haste.
Nice. She's going to be like, you dick.
Yes. And then I sent her a bunch of emojis. I go, is that good, my lady? I go, most women ask for flowers. My girl asks for emojis, LOL. She goes, that's what I can get from here. I just enjoy texting with emojis. I also love flowers. I go, when I get to see you, I'll bring you flowers and whatever else you like. Have you ever had a transcontinental relationship? I'll have to get used to you leaving in mid-conversation. Just don't do that in person. Then I will start looking for you like you are a misplaced purse, and I am told that is very stressful.
It is. I'm going to look for you like a misplaced purse.
Well, you know how that feels.
That's a good threat if you want to threaten somebody. Don't fuck with me, man, because I'll look for you like a misplaced purse.
And then I'll look at you like, what?
Yeah, what?
She goes, haha, I'm sorry, I just had to leave my phone for a moment. I go, it's okay, you made it very clear you're busy, I get it. She goes, you're so understanding. I go, you made it clear how it was. I'm down with it, your career is very important to you. But I must warn you that I'm quite irresistible, so you may find more time for us. She goes, yeah, sure, baby. I go, LOL, that does not sound like you are convinced. She goes, I sure am. I go, have you had a relationship like this before? She goes, something like that, but you're too much on me. I can't resist. That fucking damn straight I am. Can't resist.
Both are bullshit, too.
What?
Both are bullshit, too.
No. No, no. No, no. I go, thank you. I go, thank you. Not sure what I've done, though, but hey, if it keeps you from cutting out my tongue, I'll try and keep doing it. And then I give her, then I show her a scissors and tongue emoji.
If you want those emojis, you got to throw them in there, too.
Sure. I'm a pleaser.
You know what? You can tell little stories with emojis. It's fun. Every once in a while, I torment Davin with texts that are just emojis, and he's like, obviously really enjoys that.
Yes, very much.
Is there a dollar sign running away emoji?
So cynical. So cynical. Two kids finally find love, and Joe just can't have it. Not on his watch. She goes, thanks for the pair of scissors. I go, I'll regret that. She goes, I'll keep it for use anytime you fuck up.
Damn, Mrs. Bobbitt, you're scaring me.
Seriously. I go, so I can look forward to a relationship of abuse. Shit, girl, you better at least buy me nice things.
Yeah.
I go, can we trade the scissors? And I give her scissor emojis for whips. She goes, nope, you ain't going to fuck me in using those stuffs, so I'll keep the scissors instead.
Now she's talking to you like a wife.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, that relationship escalated quickly.
It most certainly did.
First, she didn't tell you to take out the trash, and she doesn't give a shit if it's raining out either.
Oh, so what? Is it going to make you melt?
Ooh. Yeah.
Where'd that come from?
I go, not into kinky stuff? You do realize you might miss my tongue emoji if you scissor emoji it out. Then I say, have a great meeting, babe. Because, like, she wasn't responding. And then, again, she's not responding. I go, hey, beautiful, how'd your meeting go? This is later on in the day. She goes, it was awesome, sweetie. I go, good, what was it about? I'm in a meeting now. She goes, it was about tax clearance, all figures and charts. It was like an audit. We passed with outstanding results. What's your own meeting? I go, that's great. I've dealt with so many people that got screwed with tax clearances. And Jackson.
Boy, howdy.
Oh, my God. How many times have we dealt with that shit?
Yeah.
So many. Oh, I for a while I thought, you know, when we were playing the game, what words did Aunt Jackson use? I should have used tax clearance.
Yes.
Or fee. I did use fees.
Fees. Me. I'm glad you're good. I'm glad you're good to go. My meeting was with my social media guy. With Adam. I suck at it, but if you notice, I am posting a lot more stuff. That is him telling me to do it and creating things for someone in show business. I really hate my face being every place. Right? Weird, right? And that's real. That's true.
Yeah, I feel you.
So I go, so this means GoFX Invest can really take things and grow? She goes, yeah, it's kind of weird. You're always in front of crowds, so you just have to go with it. I go, stage is one place. I am comfortable. She goes, yeah, we can really grow. We're having two conversations at once. She goes, yeah, we can really grow. She goes, I'm looking forward to a German expansion. Never good for Jews to hear.
You trying to scare me with the scissors again?
I go, in front of a camera, not so much, even though I occasionally act. She goes, that was one of the steps we passed well. I go, German expansion? What does that entail? Being able to approach clients in Germany? She goes, expanding my base to Germany, opening an office. I go, so you'll be moving? Do you speak German? How do you get so many followers? I think I'm going to have you be the face of my projects, LOL, because she's just adding people.
Yeah.
Oh.
She goes, no, not me. I'll have a liaison officer. No, I don't speak German. I go, my baby is the boss lady. So they work under you and you get a portion of their commission. Is that how it goes? That's how a lot of these Ponzi schemes work. She goes, they work under me and they get paid. I go, that I knew, LOL. I go, in the mortgage company where I work when I was in law school, some had an arrangement like I laid out. She goes, oh, okay. She goes, well, I'm also having a ton load of investors. My new assignees are really up at work. I go, that would explain why you're so busy. Well, hopefully I'm a happy distraction. She goes, the best distraction I could ask for.
This is going well.
Yeah. Let's see here. How many more pages do we have here? Just count real quick, see. I don't know. You guys want to go like another 10 minutes? It's probably going
to
take to get
there. No. I got to eat. I got to go to sleep.
Well, I think that that's probably a good spot. They're playing nice. It's a good spot to end.
Yeah. So she says on the best distraction she could ask for. So what do you guys think?
I think it's going swimmingly. I'm going to wait for the save the date card.
It's nice when we have weeks like this.
I'm waiting for her to go to the business pitch.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, you think that the two of them should go into business?
Yeah. No, her getting back to this to the Forex.
Oh.
You know, Joe, we're booed up, and you just can't be happy for us. You're such a fucking prick.
That's right.
Such a prick.
I'm excited about the new romance.
Thank you, Pip. Thank you. Somebody
Caroline?
Wants... Caroline.
Kevin?
Yeah.
I don't know.
You're happy when fake love blooms, and I appreciate that. Joe can't even be fakely happy. It's fucking annoying.
Well, it's really great when I watch my soaps here and we have villains, but it's also nice to have the romantic subplot line.
Yeah. I feel good. I feel good about us. It's going to work out. Going to work out real well.
We'll
it's going to work out real well. All right, so the big takeaway is we have finally booed up. About 2 months in the making, but we have booed up. So we are 2 months in. She's hinted about business, but she hasn't directly asked me for anything yet. So...
No. You know what? I think that, you know, any good scammer has more than one line of attack. So if you're not biting on the business line, well then, you know, the romance scam is a good fallback, always.
Very well said.
I think she's in love. All right. Let's thank Sensei Russ for Deco. Thank you, Russ, for your continued support.
Yes. Thank you, Sensei.
Laugh at home comedy. Nothing can compare to seeing a live stand-up comedy show in person. The feel of a group of strangers having a shared experience. The performer talking directly to you. And, of course, you letting the performer know how much you are enjoying them. Laugh at home comedy brings that to you in the comfort of your own home or business. Whether it is one of our comedy club style shows or a private event for you and your friends or coworkers, Laugh at home comedy will bring the live comedy experience to you in the comfort of your own home. Laughathomecomedy.com, 551-404-3094. And so begins another week in quarantine for us all.
Yes.
It's not really quarantine. We just can't work. But whatever. All right. That was fun. Get this up.
Yeah, it was a good show.
Get this up later on. Yes. A lot of things to add. Thank you, everybody, for listening. Sorry I couldn't get the video. I might have the video tomorrow up. We'll see if that works out properly. That'll take hours to fucking do.
Oh.
Yeah. But anyway, if you like us, tell a friend. If you hate us.
Tell no one.
Either way, please keep on listening.